On News Radio, KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio, KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with Pottawatomie County Public Works Director and Road Science Professor Peter Clark and Pottawatomie County Commissioner Travis Altenhoven. And we do have another phone call. Caller, go right ahead.
Yes, sir. I was just checking with you guys. I don't know if it's been addressed yet and all on that section of Blackjack Road between the elementary school there at St. George and 24. There's been some patchwork that's been done on the northbound lane there, but kind of the southbound coming in, that road's still chewed up pretty badly. Did you know if there's a time frame or if that's kind of on the radar to get that road patched up? I know there's a lot of traffic, obviously, with the school and whatnot going there. Would you be able to comment on that?
Yeah, we had some crews down there trying to get the worst of the potholes taken care of in preparation for the overlay that's coming as soon as school's out. The contract we had advertised and we awarded to Bettis stipulated that we did not want the overlay project to begin until after school was over in May, because we did want to have the least impact to the buses and the school operations as possible. So we do anticipate that they will be there to finish the work and have it be a nice asphalt overlaid surface and actually be the first time it's actually been paved, because I'm not sure if I qualify a chip seal on top of gravel as necessarily pavement, but it will be have the asphalt pavement on it probably early June.
Okay, gotcha. That, do you think the southbound off of 24 head toward the school, where it's still chewed up pretty bad? I know that's a little ways out yet, but will they at least do the patchwork in ahead of that, or is that going to be deferred until that overlay comes in?
I'll have our crews look at it and see how big of a priority it is. I do know that they have had some bad spots down there, and that's why they went down there about a month ago.
Sure.
So I'm not going to say that they won't do it, but I know that it may be more cost effective if we have it all done together when the contractor shows up to do the overlay.
Sure. That makes sense. Yeah, I think, and which is good, getting that paid is going to, I think, going to be a huge help and make that a lot more of a smooth transition. But I think as on that southbound lane, as the days and the weather kind of takes its turn and whatnot, those crumbles are getting pretty deep. A lot of people are kind of zigzagging as they come and go on that transition to and from 24. But yep, I appreciate all your help, and if you guys could maybe follow up on that, that'd be great.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
Thanks so much for that call. Again, Brady Bowman with you here with Pottawatomie County Public Works Director Peter Clark and Pottawatomie County Commissioner Travis Altenhoven. We have about 4 minutes left. And Travis, did you have something you wanted to address?
Probably one discussion that's still going on is facilities overall. And right now we are in the process of negotiating a contract to begin looking at upgrading the public works grounds. Peter can probably go into a little more detail on exactly what are some of the things we're looking at.
The road and bridge division of public works, which is, I think, mostly what people think of when they think of public works, so the crews who work on the roads and the bridges, their maintenance facility is relatively old. It's an old structure built in the 1930s that only has a couple bays, and it's not really situated very well to serve the size of equipment that we use nowadays, the size of the trucks, the motor graders, and other equipment that needs to be serviced. So we're looking at building a new fleet maintenance facility, and we're negotiating that contract with BG Consultants, who was the selected consultant to perform the architectural and engineering services for that facility. But they're going to start with some programming and some master planning to determine where exactly should that building be relative to the rest of the grounds that we have for public works. We own quite a bit of property there in the city of Westmoreland, kind of right on the northeastern corner. And trying to identify where should that building go that would be the most effective for its use, not just as a facility to maintain road and bridge equipment, but all of the fleet for the entire county.
And is that something that could be in the 2019 budget?
That is something construction-wise we are looking at being completed in 2019. And so by end of the year 2019, that project should be wrapped up.
Getting about that time of year.
It is.
Budget season.
It is.
Budget season. Always interesting. We've got maybe about a minute left. If either of you have one more thing you wanted to get out there before we go.
I'd say just the last thing, we're going to be having a discussion about the Blue Township Sewer Master Plan with the County Commission next week. It's going to discuss some changes to our policies and some of the costs associated with not just the connection and the development and how it's served by sewer in the Blue Township area, but also some of the user fees, the people who pay a monthly fee. Many of the listeners are probably aware that Manhattan changed their sewer rates recently. And that precipitates down to the people in Blue Township because they're also served vicariously by Manhattan Sewer. All of our sewer is pumped over to Manhattan's treatment facility. So when they change Manhattan rates, they change the rates they charge to the Blue Township Sewer District. And in turn, the sewer district has to alter their rates to the citizens who use that sewer system.
A little bit of a butterfly effect.
Exactly.
Travis, did you have anything?
Probably the last thing I would say is we're working on getting ready to start the budget process and that, and there's a number of projects in that coming up, both not just with Road and Bridge, but with the different departments, ambulance, service, sheriff, along with the administration building, and the old courthouse has still been a hot topic in that, so there's a number of issues and problems that need resolved. Along with the Bellevue Bridge and all the other bridges and miles of road. So,
all right. Well, thanks so much. Again, Pottawatomie County Public Works Director Peter Clark and County Commissioner Travis Altenhoven, thanks so much for coming in. If you missed any of this in focus, especially the retirement of your president is a perv talking point for both sides, if you missed that, that's in this episode of In Focus. You can catch it online at newsradiokman.com on demand. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Riley County Schools on InFocus tomorrow on KMAN.
KS State Bank wants to be